Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and here we talk all things self-love, confidence, how to be your most genuine, authentic self, because I used to hate myself and I'm on a mission to change that trajectory for you. I spent my whole life wishing that I was someone else. I spent the first 20 years of my life learning how to hate myself, and I've spent the last 20 years of my life learning how to love myself. And here on this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to do it for yourself so you can be free, so you can be liberated, so you can finally get over your insecurities and your self-doubt and get on with living the life that you want to live. That is my mission and the mission here on this podcast. So if you are brand new here to this podcast, welcome. It is an absolute pleasure to have you. If you are a long-time listener or just joined us, I am thrilled. Irrelevant of where you are on your self-love journey, there are episodes here for you. We are up to episode 157, and we're talking about people-pleasing as a trauma response, which is such a juicy topic. And look, I don't want you to get too freaked out about the term trauma response, right? You might think to yourself, well, I didn't really have any trauma, but I'm a people pleaser. What I simply mean by trauma, there is big trauma and there is small trauma. I did an episode about that maybe 10 episodes ago. Go check it out. There's big trauma and there's small trauma. The reality is childhood is traumatic. There's just no two ways about it. We are thrust here onto this planet. We are born into this world where we have no idea what is going on. We have to learn everything from scratch. And we might not always have the most, well, let's face it, conscious parents to be able to teach us maybe what we need to know. Look, I believe that everything happens exactly as it needs to. Maybe not for a reason, but exactly as it needs to. So for me, whatever childhood we had is exactly what we needed to learn the lessons that we came here to learn. Right. And so in today's episode, I'm going to unpack some of those maybe small traumas, could be big trauma as well. But there's a specific manipulation trauma, even if there's a word that I'm going to use here, conditioning, programming. There is a specific type of manipulation that has happened to lead you to a place of people pleasing. You know, that people pleasing when you don't think that you're ever enough and you have to always put everybody else's needs before your own. 100% of my clients, be that clients who work with me one-on-one, clients who work with me in my Claim Your Confidence containers, level one and two, which I run twice a year, every single one of them, to some degree, will experience people pleasing. And look, I think also to some degree, people pleasing works in society, right? Like when we're out and about at the supermarket and someone has less groceries than us, you might want to go first, but you might also be like, okay, cool, you can go ahead of me. That is kindness. And even though people might think of it as people pleasing, the distinction here that I make around people pleasing is putting other people's needs ahead of your own to the detriment of yours, right? So that you making other people happy, even though it makes you unhappy. That's what people pleasing at its core is. As I said, I think that there is very small times in our life where people pleasing makes sense. You know, like you go visit your elderly grandma, even though she gives you the shits. Right? Maybe you go do that once a month because it makes an old woman happy. Maybe that's part of the deal. But if you are then at her beck and call every single day and it is taking away from the quality of your life, then maybe we need to look at what is actually happening here underneath the people pleasing. Look, I don't think that if you're listening to this episode, I don't think that any of you are sitting there going, I don't really know what people pleasing is. You're probably well aware that you people please a lot. Maybe not to the extent that you actually are. You're probably underrating how much you people please because you kind of just go, It's okay. It's not that much of a big deal. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I have the time anyway, or, I'm not as busy as they are. You justify your people pleasing all the time, don't you? And I hope that right now you're having a little bit of a gulp kind of moment. You're having this deal of like, oh, maybe I do people please more than I think that I do. We keep the peace. It's natural. It's natural that you might want to keep the peace. You're an empath, right? You feel the world around you. So you are really highly attuned to people's emotions. And so when you're attuned to people's emotions, well, you feel them. And therefore, as that beautiful empath, open-hearted, generous individual that you are, you want to help them. And you want to help them even though it might harm you. And it does, because it doesn't always necessarily harm you in the moment. But if you start doing things for other people often that you don't really want to do, you're disconnecting from yourself. You're moving away from yourself. You're not speaking up. You're keeping the peace. You're putting other people's needs before your own. And what that ends up doing is building, well, actually destroying your self-trust. How can you possibly trust yourself when you always put other people's needs ahead of your own? How can you trust yourself when you're constantly bulldozing over your own needs and your own desires and what you require in the world? That doesn't lend itself to a very beautiful relationship with you. And if you've ever hung out with me on any of my platforms, if you've read my book or attended my courses, come see me live or follow me on social media or here on this podcast, I am here to help you build an amazing relationship with yourself. That's what this is all about, building a relationship with yourself. Now, all good relationships are based on, well, I would say trust. If you don't have trust in your relationships, it's pretty hard to have a good one. And so if we are putting our needs secondary, let's actually call it as it is, never, and putting everybody else's needs before our own, well, that reduces the trust. That breaks the trust. That crumbles, disintegrates the trust that we might have within ourselves. And then, therefore, the relationship with ourselves and the self-love and confidence that I know that you're looking for, which is why you're on this podcast, goes away as well. So, if you really want to love yourself, if you really want to have the kind of confidence that allows you to be free, then we need to address this pretty large elephant of the in the room. Of this people pleasing. Because let's think what happens when you don't keep your promises to yourself. Just say you have plans, and your plans are to lie on the couch and read a book because you've got a couple of hours before you're picking up the kids and you just want some downtime, a bit of R&R, right? But someone calls you up and says, oh my God, I'm in a bit of a panic and this happened and right. And they're the kind of people who often call you when they're in a panic and they need you to come rescue them. They're like, I really need your help, please. And maybe it doesn't have to be done today. It's not necessarily something that's urgent. Think about it for a second. How do you react in that moment? You have plans. And they might say to you, oh, are you doing anything important? And you look at the couch longingly. In your beautiful book that you haven't been able to sit down and read for months, if not years. And you think, oh, well, it's not really that important. Like, it's nothing pressing, it's nothing major, right? And so instead of you taking the R&R that you need, you go flitting off and rescue the other person who needs you. And in that moment, you break your promises to yourself. Imagine you're a child. Imagine that you're a beautiful kid who you've just promised you're going to take them to the park. And they've been excited about it all day and all week. They're like, yeah, we're going to go to the park. Finally, we're going to go to the park. We haven't gone to the park in forever. And I really now get to go to the park. And at the last minute, you say to them, I'm really sorry, something else has come up. And not just once, but on repeat. You've done that so many times to this little kid. How do they feel about you? They're heartbroken, right? They feel devastated about you. you break their heart every single time. And that's you. When we don't keep our promises, we lose trust. And when we lose trust, we lose confidence. Because now I don't believe you. And now I know it seems like I'm talking about someone else here, which is exactly how trust gets broken with other people. But it's actually how trust gets broken with yourself as well. And so I really want you to be aware of these consequences. The consequences of your people-pleasing is not just that, like, you're a bit more tired, that you're actually exhausted. It's not just that you're tired and you feel a little bit resentful for the people around you. All those things are true, maybe a lot resentful. But you're actually damaging your relationship with yourself. Breathe that in for a moment. You are actually damaging your relationship with you. And dare I say it, I actually believe that you are damaging your relationship with other people as well. Here's how I know this to be true. I was circling around a lover at one point in time. Well, nothing had really happened yet, so I wouldn't call them a lover just yet. But we were flirting, we were spending a lot of time together, we were connected, we would touch a lot, we would hold hands walking down the street. Same sex, but both bisexual, so it makes sense that I would take those things to mean that we were in a, like, some kind of romantic relationship. And I had lots of conversations with them about that, and they're like, yeah, I'm your girlfriend. I'm like, cool, so, you know, we're together. You're like, yeah, of course we're together. You're my partner. All those conversations were happening. About 6 or 8 weeks, now we had never slept together, like we had shared a bed at night and cuddled and spooned. We'd never kissed on the lips, but we'd often kiss each other's body, not sexually, but, you know, certainly in that kind of way. We would cuddle on the couch, all this kind of stuff. 6 or 8 weeks into this, when I was like, cool, I'm, you know, maybe our relationship is progressing. I knew we were taking it really slow from a sexual point of view, but our romantic intimacy was building, our emotional intimacy was building. And about 6 or 8 weeks, she started really contracting and pulling away. I was like, what's going on? You know, like, do you want to, like, what's happening? And she was confused and upset. And we talked about it. And effectively, she said to me, I just don't know what I want. And I said, do you want to go back to being platonic? Because that's what we were before. Do you want to go back to being that? She's like, I don't know. I just don't know what I want. Within 24 hours, I found out that everything that we'd been doing, from the cuddling and her sharing my bed with me, was because she wanted to keep the peace. She felt uncomfortable about kind of saying no to me. So she played along. She people-pleased me. Now I can hear, practically hear, everyone here going, what? That's awful. What a horrible thing to do. What a bitch, you know? In that moment, my dear listeners here, I discovered that when we people please, we are harming other people. Because it was the very first time that I had that experience of what it was like to find out that somebody was only doing what they were doing from a sense of obligation, from a sense of people-pleasing, that they wanted to keep me happy. They wanted to keep the peace. Think about how many times you do things that you don't want to do on repeat for the same family members or the same friends. How do you think it would be if they found out that you didn't actually want to be there? So you'd prefer to be somewhere else, but it was a sense of obligation. Regularly. Because, of course, there are times where, you know, maybe we need to help our elderly parents to the doctors, or potentially we need to, you know, we'll give our brother a hand to move house. You know, there's relative things that we don't want to do. But if we are regularly investing time and energy in people when we don't want to, really, and it's hurting us, when we actually need to now, well, I just missed out on the couch time for 2 hours to come help you, and that actually has hurt me and my family because now I'm cranky. Now I'm resentful. Now I'm even more tired. How might that feel? Maybe to people who are more selfish, maybe they care less. But you, my friend, have a massive heart. And so I want you to look at people pleasing from a different perspective. What it's like for the person that you are pleasing. Because you're not doing it from a space of kindness, dare I say. You're doing it because you can't deal with the discomfort of saying no. That's why you're doing it. You're not alone, and I'm here with you. I'm here with you wholeheartedly. When you're a child, you need to survive. Like 100%. When we are like, you know, I'm talking maybe under 10. Now that might seem a little bit young, but when we're a baby, when we're a toddler, we cannot survive alone. We 100% require the caregivers around us to give us attention in order to live. It's literally life and death when we are a child. If we do not get the attention, the love, and the praise from those adults around us, we know that we will die. Instinctually, we do not know it necessarily intellectually, but we know that there's a threat there, right? We are fully aware that there is a threat. We understand this wholeheartedly within ourselves, that we must stay alive. What's that got to do with people pleasing? Well, let's face this for a second. Just say you have parents who aren't particularly conscious, right? They're not self-aware. They haven't done a lot of inner work, just pretty well every single person on the planet. So chill, including yourself if you're a parent. But here you are doing the work, so good on you. Just say you have parents that just survived themselves. They just needed to get on with it. They just needed to do what they needed to do. Their love for you could have been conditional, right? Or the way that we perceived their love was conditional. If I'm a good girl, then I get love and praise. I get attention. When I do the behaviors that my parents want me to do, I get love, praise, and attention. If I do behaviors that they don't want me to do, or if I am something that they don't want me to be, then I will lose their love and praise. So I end up becoming what? A people pleaser. I end up fixing and molding myself to the needs and demands of the parent. So if our parents are often saying to us, good girl, good girl, good girl, or bad girl, bad girl, you probably don't hear a lot of bad girl, but we say naughty girl, naughty girl, you know, and I appreciate that we're teaching children how to behave, but the good girl idea, it doesn't say that was good behavior. Notice the difference here. When we say good girl to our children, we're not saying that's good behavior. We're saying you are good. And so now it becomes an identity. Oh, well, I am good and I need to be good. And good is whatever my parents, whatever's going to keep my parents happy. So later in life, when we're not a toddler and our behavior is a little bit more stable, well, I, for example, you go, well, I don't want to study biology. But you have been trained to be a good girl. And being a good girl means keeping your parents happy. So what do? You study biology, even though you don't want to. And so later on in life, you're an adult and you're out in the world and other people around you, friends, family, strangers even, you want to keep the persona of a good girl because you have learnt that if you're a good girl, then you will get love, praise, and attention. And that's your need for survival. It's conditional love. Because it's based on the conditions of how you're acting and behaving rather than who you are as a person. I'll often share this with parents of teenagers or tweens or even young kids, actually. Parents in general, compliment character, not behavior or outcomes. So if someone's got a really good test result, rather than saying, well done, good girl, my God, you're a good girl, right? Or even you're so clever. Right? You're so clever. Well, now I have to get that result in order to praise you. To get praise, rather. Yeah? Rather than comment on the outcome, or even you would say that maybe being smart is a character trait. No, it's not. It's actually the behavior. Right? Sorry. It's other way around. Saying it's being smart is the outcome. What you're better off doing is complimenting, just so they got a good test result. Go ahead and say to them, I really love how determined you were and how you were committed to your studies. right? See how that's different than you're so smart? Because you're so smart when I get a good test result lends itself to if I don't get a good test result, I'm not smart anymore. Same as good girl, it's conditional. Whereas if you praise how you got that result, I really want to show, you know, I really want to appreciate how dedicated you were to your studies. Well done. And not you're a good girl or you're a bad girl. Yeah. But we weren't conditioned that way. There's no way that we were conditioned that way. We had to learn. And so rather than it being unconditional love that you will be valued and worthy, irrelevant of whether or not you behave in the way that I want you to behave or that you are the way that I want you to be, that's unconditional love. But we weren't raised that way. People pleasers had conditional love. Our parents didn't know any better. I did an episode about this a few weeks back, so go and check about why your parents don't suck. Your parents did the best that they could. It's okay. You don't have to beat them up. You don't have to throw them under the bus at all. They cannot teach what we do not know. Yeah, they didn't know how to do it, so they couldn't teach it to you. But you are now learning how to do it differently. And so, of course, we had to adapt to the environment. If good girl and me behaving myself or me people pleasing you ended up in a result where I got love and attention, that was literally survival. You had to do it that way. And that's why this work here of self-love and healing is so important, because you're going to keep running that pattern and that conditioning, that programming from your childhood that says, I need to make sure that everybody else's needs are happy. Otherwise, I will lose love. You might even find that you have a belief, a core belief. We uncovered this with a client of mine just yesterday. Their core belief that we uncovered, not consciously, but unconsciously, like deep down below, is that if she gives, she is praised and she's a good girl. She's 60, mind you. And if she takes, if she receives, in order to receive, she's a bad girl and she will lose love. We need love. So if you have a belief that you're a bad girl, if you receive, every single time you go to sit on that couch and chill out, what are you going to do? You're going to reject it. You're going to deny it. You're going to find someone else to do, because you will feel bad for taking time for you. Because it literally creates something called cognitive dissonance. There is a break in who you think you should be compared to how you're behaving. And if you're behaving in a way that is receiving or relaxing, that was perceived as lazy in your household. So you don't want to be a bad girl. So you continue to get up and push yourself and deny yourself in order to receive love. Even if that's not the circumstances now, you're running a program from your childhood. I would love to hear. I'm gonna tell you how to make changes with this in just a moment. I would love to hear from you around this, because this is a big, juicy topic and an exciting one, very, very much so. I would love to hear. So send me a voice note, shoot me an email, loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. Chat with me on the socials. If you don't follow me there already, go ahead. Lunaria Gaia is my full name. You can find that in the show notes and stuff. But I'd love to hear from you, to hear what your thoughts are on this and maybe have an extended conversation with you around it. Absolute joy to help you overcome this. So how do we do this? I want to give you like three, they're simple steps, not always easy, because you are going to be unraveling this conditioning. The first one is to anchor safety within yourself. What does that mean? You are no longer a helpless child. Remind yourself of that. You're not. You're an adult. Or at best, you're a teenager listening to this podcast. You have autonomy in a way. You no longer rely upon other people for your survival. Even if you think, oh yeah, but I don't work and my husband or my wife brings in the money, or, you know, I do rely on other people too much, you'll be fine. I just want you to know that. Anchor within yourself. You are an adult and you have survived up until this point. You will be okay. If you ever had to, quote, go out on your own, it would be scary as hell, but you would figure it out. You are so capable. You've been figuring out everybody else's problems for decades. You'll be able to figure it out on your own. You are no longer a helpless child. You are an adult. That's how we anchor safety in your body. Know that you're a grown up. And you can remind yourself that I'm an adult and I'm safe. I'm an adult and I'm safe. The second one here, give yourself unconditional love. If you haven't already gone and listened to the previous 159 episodes, I've been teaching you how to do this. If you still don't have a great handle on it, it's perfectly okay, and you want to join one of my containers, Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and 2 open up in probably about February of 2024. So there's a wait list that's already open now. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Or one-on-one coaching will open up in about March of next year. So contact me if you want to have any of those conversations. Number two is give yourself unconditional love. So that's no judgment, no shame, no criticism, no rejection. It's acceptance. And when you are critical, when you are judgmental, when you are rejecting yourself, accept those parts of you. We don't want to beat yourself up for beating yourself up. We want to accept the parts of you that you find really difficult. And the third one here is sit with yourself with the guilt of saying no. You feel guilty for saying no, don't you? Oh, I really shouldn't say no. I feel guilty. And because of that guilt, you end up acquiescing. You end up just handing yourself over and doing it anyway. Well, I don't want to feel guilty. Deal with your guilt. Be a grown up. Face your guilt. You will feel guilty. It will pass. Emotions do that. It's okay for you to feel guilty. Lovingly accept yourself and give yourself the unconditional love that you are looking for. Because my loves, every time we avoid a conflict with another, we start a war with ourselves. It's a Brené Brown quote. Every time we avoid conflict with another, we start a war with ourselves. Like I said at the beginning of today's episode, the people pleasing is not just surface level. It actually is damaging your relationship with yourself. Deal with the guilt. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. You can do uncomfortable things. The first 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, one time that you deal with your guilt, it's going to feel maybe really overwhelming, right? But 10, 20, 30 times in, you'll be like, oh, okay, it's fine. I can say no and it'll be okay. Nothing happened. The world didn't explode. Love didn't get taken away from me. And if it did get taken away from you, maybe from your adult now and now very adult caregivers, if love does get taken away from you, understand that that's conditional love and you deserve more than that. Give yourself the conditional love, which is why I put that in number two. You feel guilty, they've taken love away. If people are literally only valuing you because you acquiesce to their needs all the time, it's not a very good relationship. And you might be worthwhile leaving it or reducing your ties that you have with those people because they're using you, even if they're not fully aware of it. I trust that you've gotten so much out of today's episode. As I said, I would love to hear your thoughts on this because there is a whole bunch of gold here. And I know that you have friends who people please. I know that you talk about this with your friends. So I would love for you to share this episode. Hit the subscribe button. You know, I want this work to get to as many people as possible. And I know that every creator says, like and subscribe and share this. The reason that we ask you to do that is because it's the only way for it to get out there. And the more that you share it, the more that you like and the more that you engage with it, the more that the algorithmic God sends it out to more people. And so that is what I would love for you to do for me. If you have any questions, queries, I'd love to hear from you. But in the meantime, my loves, look after yourself and happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think the coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk.
And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.